Have you ever heard maybe an old timer say that it was funky?
No.
Are you familiar with that term, funky?
Yeah, I've heard it a lot, you know.
What
ever.
Name do you?
Hip.
Would be used to, in conjunction with music or clothes or?
Yes.
Any of them?
Contemporary. Generally somewhat mod dress or behavior.
Just something that appeals to you, whatever it is. You could say it's funky, describe it that way.
No. I would say it'd have to meet certain prerequisites of being not altogether it is more easier to describe what it is not than what it is. It is not a conservative three-piece pinstripe suit. It is not
have to have a little flash.
Right, it has to have a certain amount of flash. It is action that is, it is not conservative.
Is that term associated with blacks any more than is whites around here?
To be able to describe funky, the first thing I would think of is the black pimp on Beretta.
Rooster.
Right.
I like the rooster. Have you ever heard of this thick sour milk that women might keep around the kitchen to make things out of?
Sour cream? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I had something else in mind.
Buttermilk?
Ever heard of clabber milk?
I've heard of it.
Do you have any idea of what can be made?
Cottage cheese?
Or say if a farmer had just milked his cows, something that he would do to remove some of the impurities from it, you would say he would
pasteurizing,
or maybe not an elaborate process like that. You might just pass it through a fine wire mesh and just
filter it
or
strain it.
Have you ever heard of something a woman might make for dessert, say in a deep dish out of say apple slices or peach slices, cook it that way and have a thick crust over it?
Cobbler.
Now, is there a difference between a cobbler and a pie to you?
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay, pie has a shell on the bottom. Cobbler, also you spoon cobbler as a rule. Cobbler also is generally served hot, whereas pies can be served cold.
What about a comprehensive term for what you eat? Like, say, for example,
you're not going to discuss Betty's?
What?
Apple Betty?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Poor man's cobbler.
Man's cobbler?
Yeah, it's. My mother used to make it with bread crust crumbs on top instead of crust. Same recipe she had followed with. For apple cobbler, except she'd make it with breadcrumbs.
Now, this is also known as Apple Betty.
Right. And I think there's also recipes calling for it using the crust.
Yeah.